Would you consider yourself a mentor?
No, absolutely not.
Now, why is that?
Because I don't care enough about anybody else but me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's unfair. That was taken out of context. Oh, people are getting on. People are, boy, it's funny how revisionist history. I get it. Andrew Wiggins, boy, he was passionate. He was super passionate. You guys are right. You guys are right.
I'm mad at you.
I mean, here's the conundrum with Wiggins. So we're just talking about how much athletes care about their sport. And I'm not here to say they don't, but I'm here to say they've got bigger priorities than the sport they play. And here's the thing.
Okay, family and God, I get that.
Okay, well let me put it to you this way. How many players ever took half a season off for a family thing?
No, that is rare as your steak. Steakhouse.
So I'm not saying that proves he doesn't care.
I understand.
I'm saying,
man,
it proves that Wiggins is like Scheffler. To me, he acknowledged that there's something more important than basketball.
But we assume he loves the game, Wiggins. Scheffler said he does. Scheffler's searching for something, and it might come when he's 40 or 50. And it doesn't mean golf is bad or he doesn't love it, because he said he loved it. I wrote everything down like I was a therapist. He loves it. He loves what it helps him provide for his family. But it is fair for guys and gals to have some other stuff going on in their life or in their mind that they want fulfilled too. Doesn't mean he loves the sport any less. But if I lose a championship, Steiny, or I'm Bill Buckner and miss that ball and cost my team, or I'm Draymond and cost us a 3-1 lead, dude, I'm having a terrible summer. I'm not going to go fetal position and not go out. I'm a bounce back, but I'm going to be hurt. I am when you cut me off last segment.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I was talking, and then you just went into the read. For the people listening, it probably played like you were like, I don't give a damn what you're saying. Can't tell them.
Oh. I'm not allowed to interrupt him, so I can't continue with the contest.
No, do it. Do the contest. We forget.
All right, there's the sounder. Let's see. It's time to win the Warriors prize pack and a $100 gift card to Laughing Monk Brewing. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player correctly wins. That's the first person to call 415-523-4652 and guess the player correctly. You win. Thank you to the Warriors, Sam, and everybody at Laughing Monk for providing this awesome prize. Willard and Dibbs give away the next prize at 4:30. 415-523-4652. And if you answer the question correctly, you've got the prize pack.
Let's go. You know what? I'm going to stand up for our show, our time slot. Speaking of Sam at the Laughing Monk, Steiny, we're the only show that hadn't done a show from there. We're available.
Are we?
Yes. I love rodeos.
Well, what if I told you that
we just get stepped on.
What if I told you that...
We do numbers, though.
What if I told you that it's much harder for me, the host, to do a show when we're on remote than when we're here at the studio? It's very, very much different.
And I would say to that, if you loved the job, it wouldn't be that. Because you would fix that. But why is it, though? Just the reads?
Everything. Everything's different. It's fine. It's like playing on a neutral court. I'm going to win the game anyway, but my record's probably not going to be as good as it is for a home
game.
But
tell Sam, Steiny, we're available. I'd love to go out to the Laughing Monk and do a show. How about Dibs? Huh?
Well, there's a few of them. One's in the city, and I think
we'll
one's
go to
the
whichever one. Hey.
Yeah. Okay, where's my...
Dude, Dibs brought in his family.
That's always a little difficult for me. Not me, but for us. Like, I haven't seen Adrian in probably a year.
Yeah, that was my first time.
And now she's
her.
Popping in, and I got a minute. Yeah, because we're right in the middle of break. So it's.
You are the quarterback, bro.
No, but I mean, I couldn't spend more time talking to her and finding out about, Mila and what's going on. And then.
You could always go over his house.
Her father. Her father was here too, and I'd never met him. Yeah. So, yeah, I just trying to cram it all in.
I got you, baby. I'm playing with you.
And the problem is, it does bother me, and that's why I care.
Now, Chris A. saying we're having a great show, and then Austin in San Jose, don't beg goo. What's he? I want to do the show at Laughing Monk. Whichever one.
Okay, you can do that. Where's my sheet? Oh, there it is.
You found it? Yeah. Hey, oh, I gotta say something now. Just okay. The jukebox went off.
All right.
So you're telling me we're sitting up here and we spent 3 hours on this topic. I love it. It's provocative. And the Warriors got a guy, a possible center, who's not going to play back-to-backs and is mulling retirement. I love Horford. Is that the guy we really want trying to be the five here?
Yeah.
Look at you. Why are you smiling? Like, that's scary.
What is scary?
If I'm mulling retirement, they always said in the business of work, if you're thinking about quitting, you've quit.
Well, then why didn't you say that? Why didn't you stop the guy who said Trent Williams cares about winning a Super Bowl?
Dude, he just... The guys that we could go down, I'll interview you when you... If that day does come and you quit and you retire and you walk away, that'll be my first question to you.
What? I'll be able to answer it now.
Why didn't you like IU, Trent Williams? I got three more on veil later in the next hour. But, dude, you won't let it go. Think about that. Horford is possibly thinking about retirement. I love Al. He's 40. Is that who you want as your center? Are you in or you're out? And I'll say this, is Tito at the gym right now if he's thinking about possible retirement? I'm just saying.
Do you have a better big man out there?
Norman said, son, never mistake activity for achievement. So just because you go get somebody and they're the best available doesn't mean you did anything. But you ran Looney off. Dude, I cannot wait for this season. Dude, I'm laughing, but no, the actual when we play, because then all this crap will be over. We'll know who's on our team. There's some red flags. Boy, GP2, I'm not bringing the fact. Like, I'm laughing, but I'm crying.
Why?
He's our best on-ball defender.
Yes, and that's why one of the reasons you weren't as good as you could have been, because there are better on-ball defenders now. Then Gary
Payton
II.
But they're all on teams.
What about De'Anthony Melton? He's an upgrade over Gary Payton II.
This guy is a ball player.
Can I get his Carfax report, Ken? We know he just went under the knife. Or his laser now. Like, dude, you're laughing, but you've turned me into you.
Perhaps.
I'm bad, man. But gosh.
I like, if he doesn't play back-to-backs, he's more likely to stay healthy. I mean, that's a fact.
That's like having a job wanted sign full-time, and the guy goes, I can only work part-time. Hey, you're hired. No. I can't believe you're like, I'm okay with it.
This is where I'm, yeah.
Curry played 70 games last year.
That worries me for this year. Shiko Jake said, Guru, you want more Looney? Come on, man. Brugy, the man said, GP2 is done, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Looney even saying GP2 stays
that's hurt.
Hurt
right? Oh, my goodness. Well, let me tell you, he's not mulling retirement. And neither is Kuminga. And neither was Looney. Just be careful what you wish for. I've seen it, man. The grass is not always greener on the other side.
Do you think the Warriors have a better chance to win a title than the Pelicans?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Then why'd Looney leave?
Because he was he felt like they didn't appreciate him. Dude, he said
but the QP3 thing. But what about winning a title? Isn't that should trump personal feelings?
Well, he's got
right?
three. No, sometimes when
you get three, when you go to an expansion team.
Stiney, real quick, when you get disrespected, it ain't about nothing else but the disrespect. Print that up on a t-shirt. No, but come on, Stiney. They did Looney wrong, man.
No,
I care.
I think the Pelicans just gave him more money than the Warriors were going to give him.
Oh,
because
I'll tell you this, he's going to play more.
I don't know about that.
Stoney, stop.
I don't know about that.
So what don't
we'll
you
see.
Like about Looney?
888-957-9570. I love Looney.
No, it don't sound
but
like
can
it.
Somebody tell Goo that he's not the player he was? Because you don't seem to understand that.
Kenny, don't fall. Did you really hit that button or Priest was in there? He can give me 15 to 25 minutes a game.
No, he can't. That's why he didn't play 25 minutes a game. Nice third center. He's a nice third.
Oh, my gosh. I'm being real.
But that's what he was at the end of the year.
And that was wrong. Well, and maybe you beat Minnesota had you played them more.
Okay. Now, that's where I think you're ridiculous, Goo. Kevon Looney was the difference in the Minnesota series.
You're good at this.
Now, come on.
No, I'm not going there. But he told you as much. Hey, but you needed me in game 7 against the Rockets, and I showed up. Like the old Superman, not this new one.
He's an old 29.
See, wow, man. I get you. I see why Bob got out. I really do. Bob Myers.
Why? He didn't care enough.
No, he saw where this thing might have been headed.
Duh! Hey, you know what? I'm not going
to
do it. That's what people think I'm mean to you.
What would you call it?
Welcome to 2023.
We did it at the same time. What do we have answers for here in the Bay? Seriously.
I'm sorry?
What do we have answers for in regard to our sport teams? The Giants can't hit. They go get a bopper. They still can't hit. Nobody's to blame. We have no answers. You're not going to sit Devers down. The Niners don't know what they're doing with Jennings. Nobody knows when Ayuk's coming back.
Right.
And the rat on the table is how healthy is McCaffrey after he gets tackled?
Now go to the Warriors.
The only team that has not made a transaction this offseason. I told myself the other day that don't bother me, but you know what it does? Because I need to know why. Don't, Kuminga.
I've told you why. You just don't want to hear it from me, which I get. I get old after a while. You tune me out. I get it. My kids do too. I get it. So, 46.5.
Win total?
For the Warriors. 46.5 out of Vegas. You taking the over, the under? I know you're taking the over because you think they're a 28-17
that
can be extrapolated.
No, I can't answer that question if I don't know if Kuminga's
on
the team.
Let's put him on the team. What the hell?
GP2 back?
Sure, why not?
Horford?
Yes.
I would take over 46.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Man, this has been a good show, man. I feel like it's been.
Well, that's the other thing. You asked me earlier. I actually don't know half the time if I have a good show or not.
But I wonder if there's that's because no you don't love it.
No, there's no scoreboard. I don't like.
But you don't go back on the way home and listen to some of our stuff. I listen to us every day. And I'm like, oh my God, I stunk. Oh my God, I stepped on him. You don't. I watch game film, audio.
Good for you.
No, I'm asking you, do you do it?
No.
You can't take my voice twice. Like, I really believe that. Kenny, you're laughing, but.
What?
You can't take listening to me twice a day. That's what would happen.
Or me. I don't want to hear me twice a day.
Oh, I love you. But we are putting up numbers, though.
Would you shut up with that?
No, I got to do it.
Get back to arguing.
Yes.
What?
Why did that hurt me, Scott? We do more than that. Scott, we're friends. Scotty and Mike. Well, no, they didn't like each other, apparently.
We'll be fine.
Guru, you ain't never had a bad day. Theodore Rand.
He has. You have. Not on the show. I'm not talking about the show.
What about that accident? Mail, though.
What about that accident? You almost got killed. When you were by the side of the car on 880?
I love you for 2014.
Yeah.
I still have a hematoma on my body from that.
You're the only guy who can say hematoma and make me chuckle. It's funny.
Now, Ken, why would you laugh? See, that's what... Now, explain that. You saying I'm saying it wrong?
No! You said it right, but it's like a deadly thing.
The way you delivered it, I was laughing at how he laughed at it.
You know, it's like somebody saying tumor, and you just, it just sounds
oh my
funny.
Goodness.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What's going on with him?
No, he says tumor funny.
Oh, he says everything funny.
Not a tumor.
That's, I got you.
If I were,
here we go. Go ahead, go.
Shout out Ronald Reagan. But if I were running this country, if you're an actor or an athlete, you cannot be in politics. Think about it. We're a joke.
Okay, so.
Ronald Reagan, Nancy.
You ever heard of Bill Bradley?
Yes, I have.
Oh, he shouldn't have been a politician after. He was a Rhodes Scholar at Princeton.
Now, he had a career
with the New York Knicks.
All right, all right.
Then he became a politician.
He's the 1% where, you know what, you're in. I got no problem with Bill.
What about Tommy Tuberville?
Now, that's what
he was
I'm
a head coach. Now he's in the Senate.
Because
he shouldn't be allowed?
But he's in the Senate because he was a head coach, Donnie. Schwarzenegger?
He was a bodybuilder and a movie star. Kill for Schwartzy.
Well.
Right now.
Yeah.
What time is it? 1:05. What are you doing after work today? What do you got?
I'm picking up my son from his internship. He's able to walk now with a hobble, which is like he's Jesse Owens, so... Life's beautiful, so I'm going to pick him up from school and bring him to SAC.
Where, so you're going down to Santa Clara?
Yeah. It only takes an hour when you go 101 from here. It's better than 880. Highway, you know.
Oh, and then cross what, San Mateo?
Yeah. Look at my man.
Yeah, I'll do it. We're talking about athletes who don't care.
Oh, and real quick, Shasky responded.
To what?
The softball part two at 95.7 to get.
You know
why
what?
Why would you, Kenny, get your uncle, man. I've never seen somebody so anti-people.
Well, he didn't participate last year.
But
so
he was
I don't
out
know.
Of town.
Mm-hmm.
Think oh, so did. There's no excuse this year.
That's
I don't
exactly.
know when it is.
We're
hey, Shasky, have it on August 15th.
Payday.
It's a Friday. I won't be here.
You're something else, man.
Shasky, have it from August, anytime between August 15th and August 21st. I think that'd be great day
like,
for that's, great days for a
like I'm really bothered
game.
By like and I'm you really, don't love this
and
I
really
get it.
Bothered.
It's a job for you.
Yes, it's a job
Shocker,
for
right.
me.
But it says a lot now.
Goo,
I want I don't, you to love it.
I'm like Scheffler. Don't ask me to take work home. I won't.
But you do though because you'll send some tweets, topics. So that I know
well, topics. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not going to beat myself up over a
bad month
or bad show.
Yeah.
Did you think about that when you were in your 20s, though? How about that? Did you have more drive, you think?
Damn, kid, more drive. No. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're young and you're breaking into the business.
So that's it.
What do you mean?
Well, what I'm saying, it's with Scheffler. I mean, you don't think he had the same thing with Rendon. He said, you know, I feel different now than I do in my 20s. I'm married. I got four kids. I think your perspective on life changes, but if you were to ask your 20-year-old self, hey, would you want to be on radio or do TV or be in the paper?
Wow, Kenny.
Come on.
See, on fire.
I look at it like I graduate college and somebody says, we'll give you $10 million a year to be a media guy.
Yeah.
On my first year, $10 million.
Okay.
I've never done it before. These guys have never played professionally basketball. So they've never played, but here's 10 mil. Here's 10 mil. You tell me that doesn't take a hair of incentive away. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Like, I think that's part of it is young people start their work and they got to make an impression. They got to move up the corporate ladder or whatever. An NBA player, here's boom.
Well,
here's $36 million over the next 4 years, James Wiseman. But hey, we need you to work harder than you've ever worked before. See, that's the other thing. It's just natural that when you get into the league, you exhale. You finally made it.
Not everybody.
No, yeah. Not everybody.
The 1%.
Most of them.
But that's why I love LeBron, Steph,
sure.
And even Kawhi with all his injuries. And not quitting, because he could have just went, be
what,
honest.
What could he have done?
Just said night.
He's making $50 million a year.
Well,
like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like.
My point is he's put in work to come back. That's what, and you could be like, oh, goo, it's rehab. He's getting, I get that. But and you're not fighting me on this, I think you would even say Kawhi loves the game. I don't think he's once faked it.
I mean, if you're going to ask me to name the most competitive players in the NBA, I'm not naming Kawhi Leonard. I'm not.
Well, you know, the Zaza injury, but because of the Zaza thing was real, Stoney. You could make an argument it almost ruined his career. It changed who he is as a player, but he was so great. Like, he won after it. But let's be real. These aren't fictitious injuries Kawhi's had to come back from.
So what?
But like, are you saying, I'm asking, hear
it's
me
like
out.
Clay rehabbing.
Money's the only reason. Okay, so it's, that's what you're saying, the only reason
yes. It's the biggest reason.
Clay loves the game, though, too. Yeah, you got the money.
I'm not saying he doesn't, but, like, this whole idea, like, I can't. You're hitting a million pet peeves of mine.
No, and I love it. Like that's your nickname.
Oh, man, the Warriors, they got down 20 in the second quarter. They could have packed it in. Nobody packs it in the second quarter.
But you like swing
offs. You just keep playing. You just keep playing.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what to do with you. But I hear you, Stoney. You don't know until you know. You can think these guys don't care or care, but we'll never really know.
I know.
Like Barry Sanders didn't love the game. He walked away. Jim Brown, for whatever reason.
Right.
Like I that believe, to me, it was the I money believe, what Barry's getting
paid. I believe there are a lot of guys like Barry Sanders, but they didn't make as much money as Barry Sanders. So guess what? They can't walk away. But you know what they do? They go through the motions. Yeah, not everybody.
Well, I got you.
You know.
Laziest athlete you've ever covered from the Warriors. The one that where you said, you know what, he's just dogging it because I got a name.
You better be careful.
Why don't you start?
Victor Alexander. I don't think he loved the game. You're smiling, but I really believe from what I know and watching him and that size he had and just didn't do anything with, I don't think he loved the game. Stoney, you say what to that?
I don't disagree. I'd say Eric Dampier didn't love the game.
Or was he just not that good at it?
It's both. Well, first of all, and I always do this because Damp's my guy. I love Eric Dampier.
Oh, okay. Mississippi.
First of all, he's a great defensive center. All
right, I got you.
A great defensive center. But he was pretty mellow. And he, you know, did what he did.
What about part two? I'm getting some great ones. Anthony Randolph. Mookie Blaylock loved the game. Chris Washburn. I was at a game where he didn't have his
Mookie
jersey
Mookie Blaylock
on.
Did not love the game when he was with the Warriors.
Oh, no, that was the end. Okay. I'm thinking a good Mookie.
That he's still in the league. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he played like 3 years.
he's collecting a check at that point. Shame on the Warriors for bringing him in.
Exactly.
Billy Owens. He was so good. Or he could have been.
In high school. He was a hell of a player in high school.
In the league, too. Damn.
Billy Owens underachieved in the NBA.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay, well, you just said he was great.
But underachieved means you didn't reach your potential.
That's right, so he wasn't great.
My point was he was off to a good start. Stoney, we have a team.
Let me go back and look at that rookie year.
Dude, see, but you're all about the things you don't care about. You should know just your mental footage on Billy Owens. Forget numbers. They don't tell
the
story.
Don't tell me about Billy Owens. He's from Pennsylvania.
I know he is.
I know all about Billy Owens. What's your major?
They used to say I look like him.
What's your point?
We had the same haircut. I still have it.
The other guys love the game more than Billy Owens. Is that really hard to say?
Yeah.
Why is that so hard? Why are you so afraid?
No, I'm not. I'm calling them out. Years later. Todd Fuller, he just wasn't talented. I wouldn't say he didn't love the game.
He loved, like, he was a religious man. Fuller.
Okay, Sundays are all right.
He cared more about family, kids, and God. He did. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Every day?
He was into it.
Mm.
He was into it. Wasn't the most comfortable place for Todd Fuller to be in an NBA locker room.
Didn't know that.
He was pretty buttoned up, straight-laced, et cetera. All right. Son of a gun.
I don't want to cut you off. what you did last
night. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let's get nuts. That's a pretty good one from you, Steiny. I got some bad news.
Okay.
So we got our producer, Kenny's on the board. And, you know, when you get in this business, Kenny, Steiny, you don't do it for clicks.
No.
You know, you say what you mean.
Sure.
And sometimes their heart's in the right place. Our producers will cut stuff and put it on social.
Oh, I know.
And when you read it, it hits different, and sometimes it's out of context. So last night, making it about me, I did a video about the All-Star game. Oof. And during the break, I go look at Twitter, and I got 50 mentions.
Nice.
Like, my video blowing up.
Congrats.
But it had nothing to do with my video.
Oh.
So your new buddy Ken back there.
What did it have to do with?
I'm about to tell you. Clipped you saying the Warrior fans want the fifth ring more than Steph.
How did it
And I just say they're coming for you, Steiny. So, but Kenny, his heart was in the right place, but you got to stand on business, man. It's out there.
Goob, remember I told you that's stand on business and Thundercat.
Oh, yeah.
I would love for you not to use those anymore.
We need,
but it's your decision. It's your decision.
Can I say something?
You know what? Here's the only thing that bothers me about that.
Yeah,
is if Curry sees it, he's going to think it was an insult to him, and it wasn't.
No doubt. I thought about man next year. You got his number?
Of course.
No, Kenny. Good stuff, but you know how sometimes it hits different when you read it. Willer told us.
Well, broad engagement.
Yeah,
that's what we're here for.
Now nobody cares. We're at the part of the show, Steiny,
where
we got new equipment. And I've never looked better to myself with this new equipment. So my in-laws went to Egypt and brought this shirt back, and some say I look like a big QR code. Okay?
Okay.
But it's a large, and I'm an extra large.
Mm.
And here recently
I've
been
wearing it then?
It's not that bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm looking at myself, and I look out like at the bottom of the belly, it looks like I'm on my second trimester study. So I can't wait to two. I needed an extra large. But I can see it.
Why didn't you
look like Devers? Now, Ralphie, I love you.
510, was Mitch Richmond for Billy Owens one of the worst trades in NBA history? Don Nelson's a joke, and I don't know why he's given a free pass for being an absolute train wreck as a GM.
That is real, man. Myers wouldn't have let that happen. Or Lakeup wouldn't have let Weber go.
I don't know about that.
What was it all about? Just ego, young versus old?
Weber didn't get along with Nelson and vice versa.
They both smoke weed. They should have been able to figure it out.
Nelly didn't smoke back then.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious. He's a recent marijuana smoker. And when I say recent, I mean like the last 15 years.
All right.
At least that's what he told me.
I got you. I got you. Maybe had he been smoking the Snoop Dogg,
way back
Weber
in the
wouldn't
day,
have got traded.
Way back in the day, he would tell like the writers about his poker games with Owen Wilson, Willie Nelson.
This is great.
And one other guy. That
I thought
I
it was Steven
remember.
Jackson. And Matt Barnes said they used to smoke with Nelly.
That was after the party. I mean, after We Believe. This is at his home in Maui.
I can't wait for the doc.
But
man,
I remember asking him about it, and he's like, no, I don't smoke. This was when he was coaching the Warriors.
Well, weed had a different kind of, it was negative then. Now, you know what I mean?
As opposed to what?
What it is now. You can go to the store and buy it.
Yeah, but
you know how many guys are in jail for selling pot?
I don't.
A lot. Okay, and they're black and brown. My point is, now you can go to the weed Walmart. Go figure.
Yeah. Life evolves. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. Like, there's people out there that say, "Well, Don Nelson should get the credit for."
Oh my God! For what?
Drafting Steph Curry, and I'm thinking, well, why did Steph Curry name his kid Riley, and not Nelson? If Nelson
that is tight.
Was truly
that
the
wow.
guy, he would have called his son Nelson, but he called his son Riley. Oh, Woody Harrelson, thank you, 408. Yeah, that was the fourth guy.
Okay, yeah, Woody.
Woody Harrelson. Nixon, Ohio. Hey, Nick. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
All right. How's it going out there?
What's up, baby?
Doing well, thanks.
Okay, so as far as competition and expectations of players, and I think younger players, maybe, you know, not married, don't have families, and haven't won, might be really, really into it, you know, really upset and give it that kind of attention. But, you know, I like me, where I live, we have trivia night every Thursday night. And at first, our team was winning a lot. You know, we were, and then we get little prizes. And,
sure.
And, but now lately, we got more competition, more teams are playing and not winning. And it's frustrating as hell and disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I knew I could get, you know, $50, $100 for just playing and doing my best, shoot, man. I mean,
Curry's daughter's name's Riley, not his son.
Oh, I still thought that was owed to.
It is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's absolutely an ode to Larry Riley.
Yeah.
I guess Nelson for a woman.
Dude said trivia night. I like where he was going.
I love trivia.
Do you?
Yeah, I
then
do.
Why weren't you good in Jeopardy? I have the answer. The pressure got to you. Dude, Bonte and Dibs used to whoop us.
See, that's the other thing.
And I cheated for a win. That'll be in my book, Nash Olivan. I paid him $20. He gave me the answers.
This is the one that
I did.
You'll want to throw a rock at me, but since we're dispelling notions, quit thinking that these pro athletes feel pressure. Stop. They don't.
You don't think Devers, even in...
No.
Okay. Now,
I don't think Devers what?
Feeling pressure?
No. I don't, Goo.
Steiny, man.
What do you think he's feeling pressure about?
Not so much. He's batting 202, but to get acclimated with the fans and have that I'm here San Francisco moment, which he just right now is not, he's not, it's been there this whole weekend. It was there for him. But I just really think you are just being disrespectful to said player. If I'm not saying Devers can't sleep or he's on the bottle. But Steiny, it does bother him if he's driving around doing whatever, knowing I ain't got off to the best start.
And
my other team's 10-0 without me.
And that's where I disagree with you.
Wow, man.
I believe that Rafi Devers, let's say they were just playing, it wasn't the All-Star break, and they had a game today.
Yeah.
He'd get to the ballpark. He'd take batting practice. He's playing tonight. He goes 0-for-4. He goes, I can't buy one right now. And then he goes home.
Yeah.
And he says, and
this is where I'm
and
going.
And Guru says to him, Rafi, you feeling pressure? And Rafi goes, I've been in worse slumps than this. I know how to deal with it.
You could be right.
But like we act as though pressure is like Rafael Devers is going up to the plate and he's nervous. Like, you're not nervous. Gary's in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Okay, you guys. Give you two trades.
Yeah.
Been a fan since the 60s. Red Auerbach, Warner, McHale. The Warriors threw in Ricky Brown and Joe Barry Carroll for McHale and Robert Parrish. Joe Barry Carroll is probably, I think George Karl slammed the locker
yes.
in his face and he still didn't do anything. And the other one was way back when Utah was in the, Utah was the Utah Stars, I believe. The Warriors got the draft rights as Elmo Beatty, and with that pick, it was like New Orleans Jazz, I think it was, or Utah. They took Pistol Pete Maravich. You could have had Rick Barry and Pistol on the same team. Maybe enough basketballs, but Mark Horatian, brother, God rest his soul, could have been on the Warriors.
Wow. Man. Thanks for the call, Gary. Appreciate it.
I see those videos, man. I'm telling you, Steiny. I know you laugh at me on the Gale Sayers being one of my favorite running backs, but I never saw him live. Pistol Pete was... What if I told you it was more entertaining than what Steph or Kyrie are doing? Would you have an issue with...
No.
Dude.
Thank you, Saber. Pressure is the single mom struggling to pay rent.
Oh.
Damian
Well,
Lillard.
Hello. I love that. But you know what I mean. Was Clay feeling pressure when he came? Well, that's different.
No.
He was coming.
No.
What about the dark nights he had trying to... That was coming back off an injury.
Yeah.
But he walked us through... Hey, this ain't got 50 mil waiting on me. I'm good.
No, it was hard.
Oh, my gosh.
But
it was dark.
Can we not gloss over that he has 50 million waiting for him? All he's got to do is rehab.
But even with that, it still was dark because of the character and the competition part of and him trying to be who he was. That's like Steiny, he didn't care how much he had. I'm sure it mattered. Don't get me wrong, but that's why I love Clay. Like,
I think he wanted to get back and prove himself, but
no
I don't
doubt.
Think he like felt pressure. I mean, he was just going to like what I'm talking about is game 7 Warriors Rockets. Guys are nervous. They're not nervous. Cozy Codes, $10.
Give it to me.
You're an ass, Cozy Codes.
No, but you have to read it.
You read it.
I got something else up. We need Thundercats.
This $10 is just because I haven't heard the word Thundercats today.
Oh,
thank God.
Thundercats! Why do people hate? Because we don't have any.
I agree with you, 408.
We don't have any.
What pressure? They have guaranteed contracts.
Man, you little peasants. Everything's about money. Stoney, these dudes are athletes, man. Everybody's getting their chicken okay, but there's still a competitive part to them.
Yeah, they're right. There's a part of them that's competitive. There's a part.
Does Kyrie love the game?
I don't know.
You seeing his workout videos coming back from his injury?
Does James Wiseman love the game?
No, honestly.
I'm asking
you. I think
he
does. Okay. Is he good at it? You get him with the right somebody? Let me tell you what the biggest myth was. Jokic's coach working with Wiseman. Remember that? Oh, they got Jokic. Miss me. Should have had me out there working with him.
With who?
Wiseman. Remember Jokic just whatever coach?
Oh my goodness. The stuff this is James Wiseman.
Yeah, thank you. The stuff I bite my tongue on, man. It's a boy. But it's a job. I need it.
No, it's your passion, though.
Well, sports is.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Now you guys are turning it into Jake Paul events. That swing off was so I got to let it go.
No, you don't.
What you doing after the show? I need one.
You know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I can stall him, though.
No, why would you?
It's because I...
Why would you?
Because I don't want to do what I'm... I shouldn't say it.
You don't love it, huh?
Love what?
This. It's okay. We know
what?
The answer. Okay,
all right, I'm going to be honest with you. Describe this.
Talking ball every day and having hot takes. And it's okay. That's why people love you. I'm going to say you don't. But you're good at it. If they told you you're out of here tomorrow, Stoney, he'd be like, all right, thanks. It was a good run. I need therapy, kid. What am I going to do?
If you fired all six of us tomorrow, I think I'd feel it the least.
And that's more power to you, though, Stoney. Damn.
But you know what?
Just because I'm old.
That's not fair.
Just because I'm old.
You've done a lot more than us.
That's right.
I'm old.
So that's not fair.
No doubt. And that's why you feel how you feel. You've been to the mountaintop. Covering the game and all that stuff. Seriously, Stoney.
I mean,
what do I have to compare to the Sprewell thing?
Loco Moco. Stoney, you still like the idea of Ben Simmons on the Warriors? I love it.
But for the wrong reasons.
What would the wrong reasons be?
He's a shell of himself. He has no confidence.
He can pass.
No,
he rebounds.
I lightweight locked him on the Clippers.
You know what? Ben Simmons, and here, Ben Simmons stinks. But he rebounds better than Kuminga, he passes better than Kuminga, and he defends better than Kuminga. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Goo.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe any of it.
Oh, he's not a better defensive player.
Well, Stoney, stop. If Kuminga and Ben Simmons were stopped, he wouldn't even be on the
board. Who's a better passer, Ben Simmons or Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't want to give Simmons credit because he passes by default because he's scared to shoot, but I know where you're going. Boy, if Kuminga's not a Warrior, this will be one uncanny season, man. I have no earthly idea what the Niners are going to do is adding excitement.
You talking about the Niners or the Warriors?
All of it. But I'm talking about the Warriors without Kuminga. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Okay, that's
what do you mean,
one.
Are you kidding me? Not even a starter. So what? You ready? I'm trolling. He's an eighth man. Yeah. Give it up, Goo.
Yeah. Who's taking his spot?
I don't know. Another eighth man.
Yeah. That's the problem.
I don't know. Let's go get another eighth man if we lose ours.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. That thinking right there that you're not going to miss him.
You're not.
All right.
You can't, like.
No, see, I'm being so
real. They're going to miss Kuminga like the 49ers missed Ace Greenlaw.
Okay, so let me just put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo, and I'm not trying to scream. I'm really pulling my hair out when I'm not on the air. Who's the best Warrior Young player if there is no Kuminga?
Pods? Tui?
Stiney, stop. He ain't even on the big club yet.
Well, what does it say?
No, seriously, about Pods.
What does it say about Kuminga that the Warriors must not think he's their best young player?
We don't know. We don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do know that.
I tried, man. What happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Yeah, Pods is the best young player right now.
But he's not your future.
Well, he's going to be on the team for a while.
Okay, but he's not your future Thundercat.
You know what?
They don't have
any. Okay, then tell Joe Lacob he's full of it when he says he thinks Pods can be an all-star. Like, do that then. Because I'm not saying he's great.
That doesn't sound as crazy as it once did. But I don't like that. If that's our future, Stoney, it ain't going to start then until the big three are gone. I'm serious.
Well, thank you. Welcome back, Goo. I love you. They can't start over until those guys leave. And that's what they told you they're going to do. And it looks like that's what they're doing.
I'm tired of fighting the fight.
What do you mean?
Defending Kuminga. Me and a few others. Tim and Raleigh. Who's his agent? What's his? Do you know his agent's name off the top?
I don't know.
That's a problem.
It's a guy who doesn't have a lot
of. Go get Rich Paul.
He's not good enough to get Rich Paul.
Damn,
like, what are you talking? Like, Rich Paul's
Dre can hook him up.
Well, that's because Dre was going to make $25 million. Paul's not taking a client who's going to have to end up with a minimum.
Oh, man. Don't you get it?
No, I do get it.
Willard's getting married tomorrow. Why am I excited for him? There was a joke in there. You let it go. Kenny.
Let me throw this one at you.
Yeah. I got a glove.
Why'd Miles Turner go to Milwaukee?
I'm being real.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Oh, I know. I actually know.
Oh, gosh. Where are you going?
Because they gave him $100 million over 4 years. And he wasn't 100% sure that the Pacers were going to go into the go over the apron. Boom. Right to the Bucks.
But what if I told you that doesn't bother me?
Well, should.
If that's the truth.
It should because.
No, the apron's real.
It should because the Pacers were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Could have won.
They were
it.
In the NBA Finals this year. So they're obviously a contender.
But you know.
But he's going to Milwaukee.
But hold on, Stoney. You know and I know this apron's bull crap. And you're going to lose. That's going to happen more. So they got out in front of it.
Who?
Miles Turner was like, I ain't going to play that chicken game if you guys squeeze me out or find it. I'm going here with Giannis
right, and
we Anthony.
Have a less of a chance to win in the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, you don't know that. They got Anthony as their PG.
Real quick,
yeah.
And I get it. Halliburton's hurt for 1 year. Have the Bucks won a playoff series in the last 3 years?
No.
And in the
I think
last,
injury has a lot to do with
that. And in the
that.
Last year, 2 years, have the Pacers gone to the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals?
That is a fact. Okay. Are they doing that this year, though?
They're probably not.
Okay.
But if they would have.
But that ain't why Miles dipped. I hate that he left. But it was going to help Giannis. Why is he staying there?
Because he's already won a ring, and he doesn't want to uproot his family. And the bottom line is, he's comfortable in Milwaukee. He's got a ring. Shut it down.
I know we're up against it. I'm being real, Stoney. If I asked you right now, how many years does Curry have left at high-level hoops, what would you say? Going three.
No, I'd say two.
But what's it going to look like?
Okay, don't get mad at me when you ask me a question.
No, I'm saying, what is it going to look like? Like, he don't play above the rim, so could it be four?
Because he ain't in his Ray Allen phase yet. Like, that's still available
well,
for
Ray
him.
Allen shot a jump shot, which is a little bit different than Steph.
Mm.
No, Steph's got a quick release. Don't
but
get me wrong.
He needs a room, though.
It's going to be a little tougher for Steph to create.
I don't even want to think about that.
I mean, what was your exact question about Steph?
When do you think the naked eye will start to where we see, oh, he's slowing down?
All right, I can't do this.
Because I saw it with Magic.
Okay, I've seen it with Steph.
But not to the degree of, oh, Gooey's well, done.
You just asked me when we may see signs of Steph slowing down. I said, I think we have.
But I'm
and
talking
you
about
come
falling
back and
off.
Say, well, he's still really good.
Yeah, no, I'm
That's
talking
not
about
what you asked
slowing
me.
Down is different. I got 10 other Harden slowing down. He's still good. I'm
right.
talking
and,
about
and Curry's
where you're
like that. Curry's like Harden, still playing at a high level.
But he's a 1 or a 1A steal to
Who?
Me. Curry. Forget I'm even in the Bay. Snotty, stop. With the help of Jimmy, he's a 1-1A. I'm talking about where you're like, oh, it's a wrap. Where you get long in the tooth and you're like, oh, boy. Emmitt Smith, Cardinals. You're like, oh, but it's over. Curry's nowhere near that is what
right,
I'm telling
right.
you.
He's not anywhere near done, but yeah. I think there's a lot of number ones better than him. And quite frankly, when you go top two, Warriors are...
Him and Butler?
Him and... Dude, do we need to go down the Western Conference?
We could do it real quick here. Or we could do it when they come
Kawhi
in.
Kawhi and Harden.
Oh, my. Like, I'm being real. How? It, okay. Okay. So
LeBron
if I get the Clippers.
LeBron and Luka.
Okay.
Jokic and Murray.
Okay.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander and pick a second guy.
Jalen. We'll do Jalen.
Okay.
But how big is those gaps if the Warriors aren't winning some of them?
Well,
I love Harden and Kawhi. I'm like, eh,
okay.
I know they came here and beat
okay,
us on Sunday.
Okay, now take the top two guys, and you've already acknowledged that five other teams in the West have better two-man, better, you know, two-man
When I said, hey, I wasn't saying check, they're better. I was just like.
Here's the problem with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Denver has Jokic and Murray, and that's a better twosome than Curry and Butler. And they have better players after that.
We didn't go there, but I was just talking the top two. Because Harden not ready to sign off on Harden and Kawhi.
Maybe the Warriors can petition Silver to have a 2-on-2 league this year.
Boy.
And Butler and Curry can
action.
Prove.
I'd feel better then.
How about Dallas? Do they have two better players than the Warriors?
I got you. And they're two different players, too, because you got a big. And that was Kyrie and AD.
So how many teams was that?
I didn't say yes to all the ones you mentioned. But the bottom line is that the gap, whichever way you go, is not as big as you're making it out to be. That was my point.
Okay. You don't think so? That's
so
about, I forgot this team. Well, Houston.
I was just about KD and who?
Şengün.
Or Thompson.
This segment was sponsored by Frontier Ford. Time's a ticking at Frontier Ford. The 7,500 federal EV tax credit disappears soon, and our huge inventory of Mustang Mach-Es is ready to roll. Over 60 Mach-Es in stock, all loaded with tech and range. Don't wait for the deadline. Grab yours now. Save $7,500 and drive electric today at Frontier Ford.